Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. I'm your host, as you guys all well know. And just going to talk to you guys for a bit because I had to go to work in like 25 minutes. So I meant to be here like at 9:30, but it didn't work out because I was trying to sleep because I had to work overnight tonight. I say this all the time because I talk about my job a lot. Not specifically what I do, kind of, sort of, but it's just a lot. It's time consuming, and this has really been a very, 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 very bad work week, and it's only going on Thursday. How's that possible? How's that freaking possible that I'm already having my work week's already bad, and it's just hump day? You know, so bad that I miss Cinco de Mayo, you know, Cinco de Mayo, Say Junior, you remember that song? Because although I was going to go have a margarita after my horrible day yesterday, but I couldn't because I was absolutely exhausted and I had a migraine from hell. And I don't know, this week has just been really, really bad, and just trying to piece things together to get things working, and so I'm not working as much, you know. I guess that saying is work hard, play harder. I'm just working hard and working harder. It's not, nothing's changed. You know, after a pretty decent weekend, you know, we had Free Comic Book Day this past weekend. And then before that, the American debut of Avengers Age of Ultron had a nice little tie-in with Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I don't know what the future is of this television show. You hear a lot of things about how it may not be around, it may not stick around, but nobody really knows, you know. And Mr. Tristan, I'm obviously dead to him again because he's watching a really good movie. And I'm live streaming right now. Hey! I'm not going to be on very long. You got about 15 minutes of my time because I got to go to work. So you can pause for 15 minutes if you want. How you doing, Tristan? I haven't talked to you all week. I've been busy. You know, Tristan is the captain of the ship of the Weekly Rewind. And along with Chris and Gary, we do that particular podcast every Friday. And it's really funny. I didn't get to be in on last Thursday because I was working, and plus I had to go see that movie. I need that link because I don't want to buy it. Oh, I better not say that. Never mind. Inbox me. but like I was saying earlier, it has been an extremely busy week. Extremely busy 7 days. So I'm holding it together, you know. Tuesday, you know, it was a test. It was a test, and now with some staff issues within my caseload, I'm having some issues myself. No, I'm not going to repeat it. I'm having some issues myself, but it's okay. I'm going to make it through, and I don't know. I just I want a break, you know, and I'm looking forward to going to Wizard World St. Louis later on this month. I'm probably only going to get to go for a day. I'm going to roll up early in the morning and come back later that evening because, again, I can't have any days off. I haven't had a vacation since last September, you know. You know, I guess I'm like Spider-Man with great power comes great responsibility. Although I don't have that much power. Well, maybe a little bit. But the responsibility is kind of outweighing the power right now, and I'm not enjoying it. But I hope you guys are doing good. Thank you all for listening, checking me out, whenever, wherever. However you check out the show, I do greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Not much to talk about tonight. you know, I seen a couple of interesting articles that I thought just fits, you know, what we're always talking about, penises and balls and comic books and stuff like that. there's a new kid story out called Do You Want to Play With My Balls? Or something like that. And I got the recording for that. So I'm going to let you guys listen to that tonight, and you guys can tell me what you think. And then also, you might want to shave that beard. You just might want to shave that beard, but I have my own thoughts about what's going on with the study they just did with men's beards. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that and a little bit more here on the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David, and we will be right back.
My arms, and when
don't know nothing about that song. Oh God, that was one of my jams back in, how to come out the eight out in the '80s. And it was Janet Jackson and Lisa Keith. And I know you guys don't know what album that was on. It had three cuts off that album that were vocal. And part of the music company, there's a hint that Janet Jackson signed with John McClane. So I'm telling you everything where this come from. But great album, great music. Lisa Keith, Janet Jackson, Make You Love in the Rain. One of my favorite. Welcome back. This is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. And we're not going to be here very much longer. We're going to go through a recent story that I thought was really, really funny. And to all you men, specifically gay men, I'm going to tell you, y'all need to share. Now, I wear a beard. I'm a bearded male. I'm part of the quote-unquote bear community. At least I think I am. Y'all need to get some shampoo and some, what's the, some sanitizer, some kind of beard mask, because this is why people, when people say, ooh, that beard stinks, this is the reason why. According to a new study, beards contain just as much, if not more, wait for it, fecal bacteria as a toilet. from a television station, KOAT7 reports that microbiologist John Golubic of Quest Diagnostics in New Mexico swabbed a number of beards searching for bacteria. He said he's usually not surprised, and he was surprised by this. He said, while some beards contain normal bacteria, others contain fecal matter. Although none of the levels were enough to cause illness, the scientist said there would be a degree of uncleanliness that would be somewhat disturbing. So, from the article, your best bet if you're pro-beard, lots of hand washing, a thorough beard scrubbing, and keep your hands away from your face as much as possible. What y'all think about that shit? No pun intended. Because I mean, seriously? You know, when I see this article, I went in there and scalded my face damn near off. Because, I mean, how does fecal matter get in your beard? The bacteria. You know, and if there's a little video, you guys can research it online. There's a little video that shows all the petri dishes, how they grow the bacteria and stuff. And you can, this one, the one of them, he's like, ooh, that one has a lot. So, I mean, are y'all not watching y'all face? I need to know, because I'm ready to cut this beard off. You try to kiss somebody, the face smell like doo-doo. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So I'm like, really? So after I give my face a thorough scrubbing, you know, I mean, I guess you need to start using shampoo just like you shampoo your hair. But I just want to know, how is y'all not washing y'all hands after y'all do the number two and y'all touching the face and stuff? Are y'all not doing that? Or were these men, they just got done tossing some salad, wink, wink, and they went to the study. You know, y'all should have washed y'all nasty ass faces for showing up at that man's place, and y'all got doo-doo on the beard. I don't get it. But I thought that was funny. I thought I had to share that with you guys. the second story we had to share with you before I wrap up and get my behind to work. Oh, I like a short show. This might be the new format. You never know. was something that was kind of going, I don't know how old it is. You know, sometimes these stories that you see on Facebook or in social media, they're not as new as you think they are. So this could be around. This could have been around for a while, but I just happened to see it. So I thought it was funny. So I don't know if this is a real children's book. But here, I'm going to play this lady who's reading it. I don't own it. I don't own the video. I don't know who she is. But it's all over the place. So I'm going to share with you guys tonight. This is story time at the 5x5.
This is an actual children's book. Do you want to play with my balls? Hey, Louie, do you want to play with my balls? Sure, Chuck. I can hold your ball sack so it won't drag on the ground. Wow, your balls are so big. I can't even fit them in my mouth. My mom's always yelling, Louie, get those balls out of your mouth before you choke. You know that mean girl, Sally? She squeezed my balls so hard they looked funny. Yeah, well, when I play with Sally, I always end up with blue balls. Billy Johnson made Sally cry last week. Now that kid's got balls. Not anymore. Yesterday, Sally kicked Billy's balls so hard, he lost one. Look, Louie, your dog is licking my balls. Let's roll them on Sparky's fur. Girls hate hairy balls. You know, Chuck, if we show Sally our hairy balls, she'll scream for sure. Yeah, but I don't know. I kind of like Sally. I wish she would play nice with my balls. Yeah, me too. Hi, Sally. Do you want to play with our balls? Sure, but only if I can play with both of your balls at the same time. The end.
You know what? People are so shady. Shady. They do some shady ass shit. Now, I don't know how. I need to do some investigating. If you guys know the source of this book, or somebody was just using, you know, of course it's a play on words. But if y'all know the source of the book, and I want to see it, I need a copy. I want to know because it's hilarious to me. You know, and Sally's a hoe. She's trying to put balls in her mouth. She don't like the hairy balls, but if you fuck with her, she'll kick you in the balls and you might lose one. That's the moral of the story is don't fuck with Sally. I just thought it was funny because I'm like, what the hell is this? You know, whose child is listening to is reading this book? You know, because can you read that book without a straight face? You know, I need to go on tour and read that book. It would be a cackle because, you know, I would trip. You know, your boy, I would trip with it. And it'd be fine. It would be fine. You know, but I need to know the source of that of that story. And then my life would be great because it's funny. Well, guys, sorry about the quick hit and run. I know it's not as normally as long as we normally do it. But, hey, this might be a new format. I kind of like it. Rushing through. I don't stutter as much. Thank you guys for listening. It is a 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We will see you next time. Good night.